Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. I'm so happy you're here today as we talk about prayer. Now, if you missed this past Sunday, Pastor Chuck kicked off our SHC at Home series for the month of August called Unstoppable. And I want to encourage you, if you haven't watched it yet, to be sure to go back and watch the whole thing. I'm telling you, it was so encouraging, inspiring, and challenging. This whole idea of unstoppable comes from Jesus' own words when he said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not be able to prevail it. In other words, Jesus is building something that is unstoppable. And one of the things that is essential in the life of a church and in the life of a believer is prayer. Prayer is that essential pillar when it comes to communicating with our Heavenly Father. In fact, it's such an important aspect of our faith that Jesus spent time teaching his disciples how to pray in what many call the model prayer. In fact, Pastor Chuck alluded to that this past Sunday. But one of the questions I get a lot around this idea of prayer is, what should I pray for? What should I pray for? Are there specific things I should pray for? Are there off-limit topics? What are the things that I can pray for? Typically, we're used to praying for health, and we're used to praying for safe travels, and we're used to praying over meals or for other people, for family members. But one of the inside questions we often wonder is it okay to pray for me, or is that too selfish? Well, in Luke chapter 1, it gives us this fantastic example of a couple who believed in prayer, and yes, they prayed for others, and yes, they prayed for big things, but I really believe they spent a good portion of their prayer time praying for a particular problem they had in their life. Now, in Luke 1, we meet Zechariah and Elizabeth. They were good people. They were righteous people. They were living a life of moral excellence, but they had a big problem. They had no children. This was a big deal. Who was going to take care of them in their older years? How were they going to find income and food and shelter and all of these things that maybe we take for granted in our day and age, but in their day and age, they expected children to be a big part of it. And this is such a big deal that many people often thought that if you don't have kids, then it must be the judgment of God on their life. So maybe they wrestled with the question, what have we done wrong? This was obviously a big problem to them. And they struggled with it so much so that they prayed about it. In fact, I'd encourage you to read the whole chapter. In fact, in Luke chapter 1, Zechariah goes to the temple and he's offering incense before the Lord. And while he's doing this act of worship and this act of duty, an angel shows up. Now think about that for a moment. An angel shows up. And the angel says to Zechariah, "Your prayer has been heard." I think that's pretty amazing. His prayer has been heard, but what is he praying for? The angel goes on to tell him, you are going to have a son, and you're going to name him John. Now think about this. Zechariah was going to do his job as he often did. He was going through the normal routines, but he was praying. How do we know who is praying? The angel says, your prayer has been heard. How do we know what he's praying for? Because the angel says, you're going to have a son. In other words, they prayed specifically. God, would you give us a child? They prayed regularly. This was not a one-time thing, and they prayed with faith. And what I mean with that with faith element is the Bible says in Luke 1 that they were advanced in years. In other words, it was physically, seemingly physically impossible for them to have a child in their old age, and yet they still prayed specifically, we want to have a child. They prayed regularly, we're not giving up, and they prayed with faith, believing that God could do the supernatural. Now today, I just want to ask you the question, what are those things that you're praying for? And I just want to remind you to don't be afraid to pray specifically. What is it that's on your heart? Because if it's important to you, I know it's important to God. So what is that thing that maybe feels selfish or maybe it feels too focused on your own needs that maybe you felt guilty praying and you could pray specifically for a spouse, for a child, for a job, for some strange relationship, pray specifically. And at the same time, don't just stop with praying one time. In fact, one of the things that I found so faithful and so encouraging in Sunday's teaching was Nancy Simber, part of our prayer team, who just talked about this idea of praying continually for one big thing. And if you saw her interview, you see what a big deal that was. But to pray over and over again, and as you pray, don't give up. They were praying for something that only God could do. Who knows what might happen? Who knows what might be on the other side of days and days and years of years of praying for something that only God can do? Is it selfish? I don't think so. I would say that if it matters to you, it matters to God, because He's the perfect Heavenly Father that cares about us kids. So I want to encourage you today, start with praying specifically. What are you asking God to do? Pray regularly. Go ahead and block out time every single day this week to pray for that thing. And as you pray, pray with faith, believing that God can do the impossible. Well, I hope that's encouraging to you today. If so, if you don't mind, would you share these on social media and help spread the word? And I would encourage you to make this part of your weekday routine where you join us just for a few minutes every single day. Hope you have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.